Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
A beautiful sunny evening here in Lansing. In fact, we're going to have sunny skies and 70-degree weather all this week through the weekend, so it's quite a change from last week. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Welcome to the program. On today's show, he was called the most dangerous man in the world, and he was an American citizen, a Muslim cleric killed last week. I'll talk to a brigadier general, now a Cooley Law School professor, about the military targeting an American for death. And some people learn from their mistakes, and some really don't. MSU researchers are finding that the two types of people are very different, and we'll find out how. But first, they're back from China, Governor Rick Snyder, and a group that included Michael Finney, the president of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, returning from a trip to Michigan's third largest export market. But what exactly was established during the visit, and will new investments really lead to more jobs in Michigan? To discuss that, Michael Finney joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Michael.
That must have been quite a long flight. I'm guessing at least it was first class.
Well, yeah, it was quite the flight. I'm still suffering a little bit of jet lag, but doing fine.
Excellent. Well, thank you for joining me. You know, critics say that our trade relationship with China, including Michigan's, may be worth billions to companies, but has ultimately led to a net loss of jobs. You know, following this trip, do you think that this pattern can be changed?
Well, I don't know that I understand what the critics are saying. If you really look at the Asian market, not just China, but the entire Asian market, it represents huge upside potential for the United States and for Michigan in particular. We met with probably 30 to 35 companies during the visit. Many of those were automotive. Some were in battery technologies, and then a lot of others in agriculture. And they're all looking for opportunities to invest in Michigan, to find ways to bring Michigan products, and especially in terms of agriculture, to Asia. And so I view it as there being a lot of upside opportunity for Michigan and Michigan-based companies.
Were there any concrete deals that were made during the trip, or were investments just discussed in a more general way?
Yeah, so we have a number of companies that we're working on as prospects. That's how we ended up lining up the 30-plus companies that we met with. And they're all prospects at this point. But it was important because many of them were just concerned that they didn't have support at the highest levels of government here in the state of Michigan. And so having Governor Snyder on the trip was really a critical component, particularly as it relates to China. We think that over the next 3 to 6 months, we ought to be able to see some of the outcomes from the effort that we put in. And so we'll be reporting back in a transparent way some of the success that we have down the road.
You know, currency manipulation by the Chinese is a major factor in our trade deficit with them and our inability to effectively export to China. Was that in any way discussed or acknowledged?
No, this trip really wasn't dealing with issues that are much more at the federal level. We tried to deal with those things that can, in fact, be managed and controlled at the state level. And so we actually met with two governors while we were there, one in Japan and one in China, and talked about the potential for our regions of this country and their countries to work more effectively together, but strictly focused on state issues, nothing at the federal level.
Did you get to tour any manufacturing facilities? And if so, how would you describe the worker conditions you saw?
Yeah, so we did have opportunities to tour facilities. And I could, you know, based on what we saw, I saw conditions that were extremely favorable. But you know, obviously, we didn't see every facility that's there, so I don't know that I can give you a strong opinion, except those facilities we saw, one had a couple thousand employees, another one had several hundred employees, and I didn't see anything that caused me to be concerned.
So you're in China, which is a communist country, and the government has been quite brutal to its people on occasion, and ultimately the wages are generally far lower than ours. When you consider all that, what was your sense of how we could compete with that kind of a government and that kind of a economic structure?
Right, yeah. In all three countries that we visited, China, Korea, and Japan, it really is a question of access to the market here in the United States. And the logistics cost of moving things from Asia back to the United States for sale is a fairly large cost, and especially with some of the new contracts that our big auto companies have, those contracts are much more competitive. And so, you know, when you take that into consideration.
I suspect we might have just lost Michael Finney. And if so, let's see if we can get him on real quickly just to wrap the interview up. Because what I also want to talk about is the general idea of whether or not most of the manufacturing would be done on the Chinese end or on ours. Because ultimately, there's no question that our trade relationship is beneficial to some, and we probably would want to continue that on some level, especially considering that they're our third largest trade market. I'm talking to Michael Finney. He's the president of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Thank you, Michael, for once again joining me. So when you see what Chinese workers are now making, you know, they're making electronic parts, computer parts, and you see the production facilities and how they're developing them, is there anything the Chinese workers can't manufacture that we can?
I think we have an advantage when it comes to advanced manufacturing and some of the automation that we have. There's still a lot of things that are being done in a manual way. Most of my career, I've been in manufacturing, so I understand very well. And I see an awful lot of automation in facilities here in the United States that I didn't see there. And so with automation, you gain a significant advantage, even when your labor cost is a little bit higher, because you know it doesn't require as much labor to get things done. But clearly, you know, we still have a long way to go. The United States manufacturing priority if we're going to stay a world leader, and we saw opportunities to do that based on our visits to, you know, the three Asian countries that we had an opportunity to see.
My guess is that they mostly want to work out deals where they're exporting to us rather than importing our goods. Is that most of the interest that they have?
Well, actually, no. What I found interesting is that they're looking to invest in the United States and in Michigan in particular, so that they have easier access to their customer base that's already here. So they have exported an awful lot of goods, but because the cost of logistics is dramatically higher than it historically has been, and because we now have new labor agreements that make the cost of labor here in this country much more competitive, they're finding that they can actually set up shop here and invest here and actually support their customers from the United States as opposed to shipping goods here. The other key point is that in the agricultural space, in China in particular, they'll take virtually everything agriculture that we're willing and able to ship there because they have such a huge demand for agricultural products.
Now, about a minute left. What is it that needs to happen now that you've returned and the governor's back to really move deals forward? What's stopping things from moving ahead at this point exactly?
Yeah, we have a pretty extensive punch list of actions that we need to follow up on to ensure that we don't miss any of the opportunities that appear to be real. As mentioned, I think we talked to 30 to 35 different companies. I'd say maybe a dozen of those are meaningful opportunities that we should be pursuing aggressively. And I think at the end of the day, we'll land some of them. How many is I'd be, you know, getting a little bit out ahead of things to say how many, but at least a dozen or so seemed reasonably promising. And we just have to make sure we do appropriate follow-up, and that's a responsibility of MEDC.
We've seen apparently an increase of trade with China from $700 million 5 years ago to over $200 billion last year. Would you say you would anticipate at least another doubling of trade in the next 5 years?
Yeah, I don't know that I could offer up a number in terms of how much additional trade, but I know that we have real upside potential when it comes to agriculture. And Keith Cray was along with us on the trip, who's the director of agriculture. He set a target of doubling the agricultural exports. And, you know, the exact number, I'm not sure, but I know he set a number, and I can't remember exactly the time frame, but we see some real upside with agricultural products in particular.
Michael Finney, the president of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, talking about his trip to China with Governor Rick Snyder. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Coming up